term, which I won't use on air, for people who had a certain amount of money. And he would refer to it as a certain kind of money. And I remember asking my dad, what do you mean by that? Mm-hmm. And he said, using the crudity, which I won't use on air, he said, well, mm-hmm. that's when you earn enough money from your day job that if somebody comes along and tells you they want you to do something that you feel you shouldn't do, or they want you to defend somebody you shouldn't defend, you can tell them, and here I'm going to paraphrase my father, you can tell them to go away.
Yeah.
And I think the problem in a lot of evangelicalism now is the money's got so big from a lot of these peripheral organizations that they become laws unto themselves. And the blowback on the child abuse thing is that names become too big. They do become indispensable to the economy of evangelicalism. And that's a problem. That's a real problem.
Yeah. I would plead with ministry leaders, with well-known evangelicals, to sit and talk with some of the victims of this child sexual abuse, to some of the parents, and to begin to empathize with the horror that they've gone through.
That points to the optics of a lot of this as well, in that I'm tired of reading statements coming out from churches and organizations where there's been child abuse, where you get two or three lines of kind of throat clearing at the start. Yeah. We're very sad that X, Y, and Z's lives were totally ruined by sexual abuse that we should have taken steps to deal with. And then you get 36 pages of how the devil is using this to destroy some good ministry or some good man's ministry. The optics on that are absolutely abominable.
Totally minimizes the abuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for a gospel that is all about repentance, grace, mercy, and forgiveness, why? It just seems like it's so hard. It just shows you how strong sin is to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, for a leader to say, I regret having done this.
Right.
It's interesting that the message that we hear is so different from the actions that we're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, come out and say, look, I was blind.
Yeah.
I didn't take this seriously.
I mean, this
I was
is what,
foolish
this is
for that. Please forgive me.
What's being preached behind the pulpit, right? I mean,
right.
Christianity is a life of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Yep. And this has done incalculable damage to ordinary Christians. Mm-hmm. Not only those who've been abused, but those who, quite frankly, get sick of the cover-ups and sick of the self-serving rhetoric at the top. I can understand why people drift away from the Reformed faith on this score, and that's why I think the leaders need to take more responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not, we're not trying to score cheap points here. We're trying to make the point that our faith is being damaged by the need to preserve certain organizations
And that's
certain
one of
ministries.
The things,
that's a problem.
Exactly. That's one of the